This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadly storm bobbing and weaving around the Gulf of Mexico this week is gaining strength. Ada regained hurricane strength Wednesday morning as Florida braced for a second hit from the storm. Right now, the maximum sustained winds are around 75 miles an hour off Florida's southwest coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami issued a hurricane watch for a 120-mile stretch that includes Tampa and St. Petersburg. Top Republican officials are continuing to back President Trump's challenge of the 2020 presidential election via recounts and allegations of voter fraud. Despite Biden being projected as winning key swing states, including Pennsylvania and Nevada, the results have yet to be certified, and Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are defending Trump's right to pursue all legal actions.
The process should be transparent or observable by all sides, and the courts are here to work through concerns.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The entirety of Hong Kong's elected pro-democracy opposition announced its resignation Wednesday in protest over the expulsion of four lawmakers. Communist China passed a resolution giving local authorities broad new powers to quash dissent, likely marking the end of political opposition in the city. The resolution from China allows Hong Kong's executive to expel elected lawmakers directly without having to go through the courts. Under the new ruling, lawmakers who are deemed to promote or support Hong Kong's independence, or who refuse to acknowledge Beijing's sovereignty, will immediately lose their qualifications. Joe Biden on Tuesday called President Trump's refusal to concede the election an embarrassment, which will hurt the president's legacy. Biden said that at this time he doesn't see a need for legal action to force the administration to start funding the transition. And he said that the continued backing of Trump by most of congressional Republicans is because GOP lawmakers are mildly intimidated by Trump. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Walmart wants to deliver your online orders via self-driving cars. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Walmart announced on Tuesday that it's teaming up with a new autonomous car company to test deliveries in Scottsdale, Arizona. The pilot program with Cruise, which is majority owned by General Motors, will begin early 2021. Customers will be able to place their orders from their local store and have it delivered contact-free via one of Cruise's all-electric self-driving cars. Despite support on both sides of the aisle for regulation, Congress has been unable to pass meaningful legislation on autonomous vehicles. There have been a number of high-profile accidents involving self-driving cars in recent years that have brought increased scrutiny on the technology. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Chairman of the board at Daimler predicts large-scale commercial production of self-driving cars to take off between now and 2025. The National Hockey League could go with a temporary realignment of its teams for next season during the COVID-19 pandemic. The league also is contemplating a reduced schedule and temporary hubs. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman said realignment could help with ongoing travel restrictions for Canada and mandated quarantines for visiting certain states in the United States. As it relates to the travel issue, which is obviously the great unknown, we may have to temporarily realign to deal with geography because having some of our teams travel from Florida to California may not make sense, Bettman said Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's cool.
Hey, just a reminder, don't check the mail, you know, in your mailbox. Not delivered today. It's a federal holiday. It is. This is Veterans Day 2020. And for veterans, again, we cannot thank you enough for your service to the country, for freedom that still lives, that may be hanging in the balance, but nonetheless, look, we've been here before. I mean, we're American tough. We're Americans, okay, not Americans. So we will get there, and we need to stay focused on the prize, which is our liberty. And we're grateful to all those businesses that are still open in the era of COVID that are offering everything from, steaks to pancakes to veterans. So enjoy, and we thank you all, veterans especially, on this Veterans Day 2020. Our next guest here is Mary Gordon, and we're going to be talking about the book Salt and Light, The Spiritual Journey of Elizabeth and Felix Le Sueur. And this was written by Bernadette Chauvelin. But Mary, I guess it's your responsibility to break all this down for us and help us appreciate this spiritual journey of these two, which is just a lovely narrative of their marriage and the transformative power of God's love and grace in their lives, right?
Good morning. Yes, good morning. It is. They were really, they were a beautiful couple, very well suited to each other and very much in love their whole marriage. And their story is really about how their love and faithfulness for each other laid the foundation for God's grace to transform both of them.
Mm-hmm.
First, Elizabeth, through her steadfast faith, even in the face of her husband's firm atheism,
mm-hmm.
and her prayers and sacrifices for her husband's conversion. And then after her death, her husband's conversion and his vocation to the priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really their marriage had kind of several parts to it where even after Elizabeth's death, she was still such a large part of Felix's kind of spiritual life and an inspiration to him. And there's really a sense that she kind of ushered him in to this next vocation that he has as a priest.
You know, Mary, the Bible's clear about us being unequally yoked. Clearly, this is a case in point. But even in those situations, God has the final word, does he not?
He definitely does. And there's such a kind of humorous aspect there, you know, that Felix was so dismissive of his wife's faith as kind of being childish and naive. And she was just so, you know, gentle but firm in her mm-hmm. faith, and also gentle and firm kind of with him, saying, you know what, after I die, you're going to become a priest. And She told him that.
She even spoke that into his life. That's incredible. I love it.
Yeah, and he, of course, he didn't believe her. And then, you know, to sort of have that feeling like, you know, he just couldn't shake this vocation. He couldn't shake this immense love of his wife and of God. And sort of, you know, it's like this sort of reluctant conversion, this reluctant gift of self that then becomes such a full, joyful gift of self. But there's just kind of a humorous, you know, husbands and wives, you know, kind of aspect there where the wife kind of has the final word too.
Yeah. What I call tender irony.
Exactly.
You know, it is a bit. You know, the thought comes to mind here, and this is something I've been reminded of recently, and what Elizabeth did is that she sat on the truth. You know, the Bible says, having done all to stand, keep standing, you know, with the full armor of God. But, you know, you're standing in the truth. You're standing in your belief system. And, of course, that starts with your relationship with God. And that's what she stood in. And Felix, no doubt, found this to be quite attractive, didn't he, ultimately?
So I think something that he admired about her, regardless of what, you know, where exactly he was in his faith journey, was just her total commitment to the truth. And he would, you know, he would suggest things for her to read that he would hope, you know, that he hoped would kind of dissuade her away from the faith, you know, critiques of the church, critiques of religion. And she would read them. Mm-hmm. And then she would go and do her own follow-up research and find books that offered, you know, counter arguments. Mm-hmm. And so her kind of intellectual honesty and curiosity with regard to the truth and having that attitude of like, look, I'm open to hearing your perspective, but
right.
I want the full picture. You
right,
know, I
exactly.
really admired that about her.
Yeah, without a doubt, it probably got to the point he says, I'm not giving her books. She keeps expanding the topic here. You know, this is not working quite the way that I felt. Is it sad to a degree that that Elizabeth wasn't able to experience the conversion of Felix, that it was after her death that, you know, his true conversion took place, and, of course, what she spoke into his life, that he would become a priest, was realized?
If I would characterize it as that, or if the book really characterizes it as that, Elizabeth was very much aware. You know, she knew that his conversion would come after her death. She had a very strong sense that she would die early and die before him, mm-hmm. and that her, you know, her love would kind of continue to work on him after her death. And I think she had that understanding too that her love was going to kind of pave the way for him to have this extraordinary vocation as a priest after her death. And I think she really kind of saw the full picture. God gave her that grace, I think, of being able to see into the future a little bit and to kind of realize that full picture. And even though not being able to sort of actively share her faith with him in her life did bring her a lot of sadness,
right.
She just had such a tremendous hope for what was to come.
Well, this is so extraordinary that I got to imagine, you know, for those who are hearing of the story of Salt and Light, the spiritual journey of Elizabeth and Felix Le Sueur, who may find themselves unequally yoked, on one hand, may be encouraged. But, you know, fortunately for Elizabeth, there were, you know, there were signs. There it wasn't all this struggle about faith. You know, as you noted, they were compatibly matched in every other aspect except for their faith, right?
Yes, they had a beautiful and very equal relationship, you know, on kind of an intellectual level. They were both very well educated. They were cultured. They shared a passion for music and books and art. And they really, you know, they really talked about those things and shared their thoughts, and they had such a communicative relationship, and that's really something that comes out in the book is their friendship, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were so close, and he took beautiful care of her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because, I mean, as you note in the book, I mean, it documents many, many sufferings, as they say, and... But for her, her focus was, it was like her God-sent mission was to make sure that Felix got converted.
Yeah.
I have the sense, right?
Yeah, there really is a sense of the book that in some way that's a big part of what the sacrament of marriage is for. It's for the conversion of both those persons. And Elizabeth, you know, it wasn't like they got married and she was already perfect.
Right.
She had her own.
Oh, it always works both ways, there's no doubt. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Mary after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Well, we continue to remain in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, as we stay with you, fresh and independent, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And our conversation with Mary Dudor Gordon continues. She actually translated the original book, Salt and Light, The Spiritual Journey of Elizabeth and Felix Lesueur. So she can give us some, as a spokesperson for the book, give us some special insight to this incredible marriage, and I guess that's how you came to get connected with Salt and Light, is you were asked to translate, right?
Yes, I was. I had translated a book prior for Ignatius Press, and then this book came up, and I took a look at it, and it seemed like a lovely story. I didn't know anything about Elizabeth Lesueur before translating the book, but it was really a pleasure to kind of spend some time with her and get to know her and Felix over that process.
Right. Well, Bernadette Chauvelin, who wrote the book, is a doctor of letters and philosophy, a French author who specializes in the psychology and spirituality of marriage, published several spiritual biographies of well-known married couples in Europe, by the way. So she is the perfect one to do this. Now, I also understand that the church has opened up an issue, for canonization for Elizabeth Lesueur, right?
Yes, Felix actually opened her cause in 1936, and he took it as far as he was able during the course of his life, and I believe it's still in the informative process where he's still, gathering documents and testimonies, but she is a servant of God, and hopefully we'll see some movement on her case in the near future, because she is such a wonderful example of, everyday holiness.
Mm-hmm. What else stuck out for you as you were, going through the translation and really, coming to know this extraordinary couple and their relationship? What else stood out for you?
Well, there are some wonderful excerpts from Elizabeth's writing in the book, and she was really a prolific writer. She wrote many letters. She wrote, she kept a diary even from a very young age, as a child. She kept a journal, and that was something she continued as an adult. And so reading some of these excerpts from her writing, that's really where you kind of felt like you were having a very close encounter with her, because you were reading her thoughts.
Exactly.
And I have a favorite quote that comes from a letter she left for Felix. She realized that she was going to die, and she wrote what she called a spiritual testament for Felix, 5 years before she died.
Wow.
And she sealed it up and put it in a drawer, and he found it after her death. And there's just this incredible line in there where she tells him to love souls, pray, suffer, and work for them. They deserve all our sorrows, efforts, and sacrifices.
Mm.
And I just was so struck by really her deep love for who she just called souls. Basically,
yes.
Anyone and everyone who came into her life, she felt this deep call to accept them and love them and, be a friend to them. And it's just that kind of, it was so simple for her. It was like, I don't need to fight with you on anything.
Yes,
all I
right,
need to do
right.
is just love you, just love you.
Right. Well, to your point, there was a journal entry in April, summer 1912, that you translated here. It says, by divine grace. I mean, just give you an idea of her heart and spirituality. So sensitive. She says, by divine grace, I will make myself more gentle, more loving, constantly and solely concerned about others, their pleasure, their welfare, occupied above all with their souls. There you go. This in all humility, effacing myself and making my whole spiritual life a life hidden in Jesus Christ. Then I want more and more to radiate outwardly the joy, the holy, gentle, and ineffable joy of Jesus. My immense frailty does not allow me to try to accomplish this except at the cost of many efforts. I want to devote this year to the conquest of the souls who are dear to me, especially through prayer and suffering. My husband, my mother, my dear nephews, my niece, my sister, all my dear loved ones. These are the ones I want to give to Jesus at all costs. This will be my goal, and furthermore, with these much beloved souls, there we go, the souls thing continues to reverberate. I want to give them the same means to our Lord. I mean, just reading that, I mean, the depth of her spirituality is extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, it really, and that, it was something that she took very seriously. She really strongly believed that in order to live out the faith, everyone needs to have an interior life. And she, something that she really, she talks about a lot in her writings is, you know, silence. And also that phrase there where she talks about being hidden in Jesus, you know, it's like she had this really deep understanding that whatever she was being asked to do by God was not about her. It was about other people, you know, it was about showing other people the light and the love of Christ. And she really, she was so humble, and she took to heart that in a way, you know, she needed to recede a little bit, and her faith needed to be this very sort of gentle, quiet, discreet kind of element in her life so that it wasn't affronting to people.
Right.
Because it was such a controversial topic at the time.
Mm-hmm. And she rises to this level in spite of her frailty. I mean, you know, you read this and you have this sense, it's like the Apostle Paul. Paul's in chains for the gospel, and he is suffering. And but in spite of that, he is still praising God and praising Jesus for their finished work in him and that he foresees. And Elizabeth, you know, here she is. You know, a lot of people would have accommodated her and said, well, yeah, I don't blame her. I mean, she was in pain and suffering. And here this sweet soul is in the midst of her suffering, thinking of others above herself. It makes the rest of us seem so selfish by comparison.
It does. And it also is just such a reminder. We tend to think of our suffering as an obstacle, not as an opportunity, but that's really kind of the whole secret of Christianity, right? That suffering in of itself is an opportunity for you to be an instrument of God's love and grace. And she was able to discover that truth and live by it and dedicate herself to it.
And she knew that she was heading for the exit. And as she's going through her suffering, and in the process, I mean, she's preparing. She's preparing her husband, isn't she, all along?
She is. She was ill, too, for most of their marriage. She had liver disease, and she had breast cancer, and as a complication from the breast cancer, she dies of lymphangitis. Mm-hmm. And so she was kind of regularly sick and had these bouts where she would be bedridden for, you know, several weeks on end. And I think her demeanor during any of that illness, her cheerfulness, her hopefulness, her kindness and consideration, she's sort of a continuous example to Felix that suffering is not meant to take over your life or take over your spirit. You're supposed to sort of shine through it.
Mm-hmm.
And she was such an example to him of that.
Yeah, we got about 45 seconds left. And Felix is a caretaker. I mean, here he is. He's married to this woman. And this is what some would describe a high maintenance proposition, right?
Definitely. But he, you know, to his credit, he loved her so much that he also made a lot of sacrifices for her. And you just get the sense from the book that no matter what was going on in terms of her illness or anything else life kind of threw their way, they were steadfast to each other. And that's really where their strength lay.
What a special story, a spiritual journey of Elizabeth and Felix Le Sueur. Salt and Light, Bernadette Chauvelin's book. And Mary, thank you so much for sharing it with us. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
Thank you so much for having me.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The deadly storm bobbing and weaving around the Gulf of Mexico this week is gaining strength. Ada regained hurricane strength Wednesday morning as Florida braced for a second hit from the storm. Right now, the maximum sustained winds are around 75 miles an hour off Florida's southwest coast. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center in Miami issued a hurricane watch for a 120-mile stretch that includes Tampa and St. Petersburg. Top Republican officials are continuing to back President Trump's challenge of the 2020 presidential election via recounts and allegations of voter fraud. Despite Biden being projected as winning key swing states, including Pennsylvania and Nevada, the results have yet to be certified, and Republicans, including Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, are defending Trump's right to pursue all legal actions.
The process should be transparent or observable by all sides, and the courts are here to work through concerns.
USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Always great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Well, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, adverse drug events contribute to more than a million emergency room visits and over 250,000 hospitalizations in the U.S., although many are preventable. Since the COVID-19 pandemic has introduced many unknowns, including various repurposed treatments and vaccines to combat SARS-CoV-2, patients must be aware how these potential treatments and vaccines may interact with their current medication regimens. Well, the chairman and CEO of Tabula Rasa Healthcare, Dr. Calvin Knowlton, and chief of staff for the American Pharmacists Association, Dr. Rafael Sines, are here to join together to promote medication safety awareness and education. Doctors, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Well, Dr. Knowlton, first you. Tell us about the new medication safety education campaign.
Well, October is American Pharmacists Month, so we've partnered with the American Pharmacists Association regarding the safe use of medication. And as you mentioned, we're really talking about adverse drug events. Adverse drug events are not medication errors. They're harms caused by medications at normal doses. And typically it's when people are taking multiple medications. And we know that in seniors, or if you're taking seven or more meds, prescription meds, you've got an 82% chance of an adverse drug event. And then you add on the over-the-counters that people are taking. And 42% of the seniors in the United States do take five prescription meds plus over-the-counters. As you mentioned, adverse drug events, they're 80% preventable, but it has been the third or fourth leading cause of death in the U.S. for the last 10 years.
Well, you know,
you
bring up something so important, especially with seniors, when you're taking that many medication. I mean, it just seems that with each number of added medications you may take just opens up the door to possibilities, doesn't it, Dr. Nolan?
Yeah, well, the data is two meds, 13% chance, four meds, 38% chance, and seven meds, 82% chance. And that's just prescriptions. And then, like I said, you add on the over-the-counters and people are taking 10 to 12 meds frequently.
Exactly. Dr. Sines, what factors might contribute to an adverse reaction to a medication?
Oh, sure. But before I answer your question, let me just say a big thank you to our nation's pharmacists and pharmacy staff as they are providing essential and unwavering support during the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, back to your question, a lot of factors, age, sex, the number of illnesses or conditions you may have, number of medications you might be on, what you eat even, over-the-counter medications. All of these factors contribute to the possibility of adverse drug events.
Well, as Dr. Nolan...
I wanted that, too, to say, you know, many of the seniors, for example, go to multiple physicians, multiple prescribers, and they also go to multiple pharmacies frequently, mail order and local pharmacies, and no one really is there to quarterback with all of this. So that's what we're trying to enlighten people about. You need somebody as your quarterback for your medication.
Exactly. Even, you know, if it's a family member, somebody taking an account of the medication you're taking. We've experienced this with a dear friend of ours and found out that, unbeknownst to us, that based on the other medications she was taking, you mentioned, Dr. Nolan, earlier, an over-the-counter prescription could interfere. And in her case, it was a simple thing like aspirin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it's not only that, it's also recreational drugs. People think that marijuana is safe. Well, it is safe in certain regards, but if you ingest it, it's just like taking another drug you're ingesting. It has to go through the intestine, the liver, through the whole metabolic pathway, and it can interfere with and does other drugs that you're taking, other foreign objects you're taking.
Dr. Sines, to that point, CBD is very popular. Is that causing some problems?
It is causing some problems. And again, pharmacists are very well positioned to be able to tell you if CBD could interact with your medication. That's why you should tell your pharmacist what you are on. Remember, pharmacists are highly accessible healthcare providers. They'll be able to tell you what drugs interact with your medications, what food interacts with your medications, what disease states interact with your medications, and they'll be able to monitor the effectiveness of your medication.
Well, Dr. Nolan, how does technology play a role in reducing the risk of adverse drug events?
Well, that's a really good question because, you know, technology is great, but it depends on what input you have into the technology. So as I was saying before, it's what we're asking people to do is consider having one pharmacist that you can tell them everything that you're taking, and they can put that into their technology. If you don't have everything, a complete picture of what people are taking, then you really can't give a succinct answer.
Now, when they put this information into this database, everybody has access to this? I'm talking about other pharmacists, of course.
No, just in the pharmacy that you're in, really.
Oh, really? Okay. So if they go to another pharmacist, I mean, it's almost like you could have parallel, databases then is what you're saying, right?
Well, they do. Some pharmacists that are connected, large pharmacists, they can access if you give them permission, of course. Mm-hmm. There will be a national database eventually where we can have it on our phone, and everybody can give permission to other people, you know, physicians, pharmacists, whomever, to access it. It's up to the patient who's going to see their data.
Well, exactly. But it seems that wisdom, you know, and counsel should be considered here in terms of, especially like you say, with seniors, because it's easy for them to forget. And if you're not keeping account of this, you start running the risk, as the numbers that explained earlier. We're talking with Dr. Raphael Sines, Chief of Staff for the American Pharmacists Association, Dr. Calvin Nolan, Chairman and CEO of Tabula Rasa Healthcare.
Dr. Sines, how do you see the role of the pharmacist in patient care and safety?
Well, again, the pharmacist is singularly the best positioned person on the healthcare team to help patients make the best use of the medication. They need to know what you are on, and they can tell you in no uncertain terms what your medications will interact with in your body once you take them. So that's why they need to know other drugs. That's why they need to know what food you're on. They even need to know, in some occasions, your sleep schedule and your eating schedule. They can help you make the best use of the medications. And I'm not just talking in a community setting either. You can ask to speak to a pharmacist, even if you're in a hospital. Hospitals and pharmacists, hospitals have pharmacists who are ready and willing to come to the bedside to speak to you or your caregivers.
Well, basically what you're saying is that, you know, this may be one of those overlooked opportunities that we don't realize. The pharmacist can be a real advocate on our behalf if we empower them with the information, if we're open with them as to what we're dealing with. And traditionally, this may be, you know, people may be reticent to be that open with a pharmacist. But, boy, what have you got to lose here, right?
Correct.
That's right, yeah.
And a lot of times I get asked, well, what should we be asking our pharmacists about our medication regimen? Well, anything and everything. Remember, a pharmacist is accessible. They're in the community. They will be busy, but they will always take time to speak to you. You know, don't just rely on the label on the medication pill, pill bottle. So ask them, you know, how do I take this med? How do I take it around other meds? How do I take it before I go to bed? How do I take it around food? And this is how I feel. Does the medication cause this? And the pharmacist can then help you monitor the effectiveness of the medication.
Well, Dr. Knowlton and Dr. Sines, thank you. Boy, this information is well worth hearing and passing on to friends and relatives. Dr. Knowlton, where can people go for more information?
Well, we set up a website. It's med-safety.org, med-safety.org. And we'd really appreciate it if people would go there.
Well, he's the chairman and CEO of Tabula Rasa Healthcare, Dr. Calvin Knowlton, and Dr. Raphael Sines, the chief of staff for the American Pharmacists Association. Doctors, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages.
God is using the needs brought on by COVID-19 to open doors in Thailand and deepen relationships with people seeking hope. Gospel workers paid weekly visits to a couple they have shared Christ with for 10 years to assist with routine tasks and applications for government assistance. They gifted their friends with audio equipment and an invitation to listen to Life's Answers as they continue to explore Jesus. God is using these friendships for the gospel. And it's exciting to realize that several years before God opened the door to broadcast the gospel in Thailand, He was laying the groundwork. It's a reminder of the importance of building long-term relationships with the people we want Jesus to rescue.
To read more stories of how the Tide Ministry, boots on the ground in Thailand, are building relationships and encouraging more seekers to embrace Jesus as their Savior, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-430-7694, 800-430-7694, 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent. Okay, a little bit on real, I'll admit. But, hey, look at... It's just what happens. You got to have a little spice in your life. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Got a great video there, too, by the way. We're going to be playing an interview that we had with the Gettys, Keith and Kristen. They're just such sweet people. And a couple years back, I spoke with Keith when they had released one of their CDs, and it was such a joy. Kristen was a little under the weather, so she was unable to attend the last time. But this time, I had the both of them, so we all had to behave ourselves, but it was really special talking about this new documentary that her uncle John Lennox, along with Kevin Sorbo, if you remember, we interviewed Kevin Sorbo about it. He narrates the movie, and it really gives you a perspective on the balance between science and theology, that there's really no conflict, that there is a true complement there. And they did the theme song from it, and you can see it featured on our website. Consider the Stars. Oh, it's just absolutely precious. You will be greatly blessed. With us right now is Michael O'Brien. Michael's new book is called The Lighthouse, and we're here to talk about it. He's an iconographer, and that's a new word for you. In case you haven't heard, of course, you probably have. An iconographer is actually a maker of figures or drawings, especially of a conventional type, or a student of iconography. And Michael will explain a little bit more about that, because as well as an iconographer, he's a painter, a writer, a popular author of many best-selling novels, including Father Elijah, Elijah in Jerusalem, The Father's Tale, Eclipse of the Sun, Sophia House, Theophilus, The Fool of New York City. It goes on and on. Michael O'Brien, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thank you very much, Bill. Good to join you.
Well, let's talk about your novel, The Lighthouse. What should we know?
Well, in essence, it's a very simple tale. It's about a man living on a lighthouse as a keeper on the east coast of Nova Scotia on Cape Breton Island. So it's a tale, really, of that dialogue between solitude and loneliness. I think all of us during the last 8-10 months have been experiencing a certain amount of isolation, a certain amount of shaking of our normal ways of relating in community.
Yes.
Few of us live in real, serious isolation, but this is the story of a man who does.
Yes.
And how he copes with his loneliness. So he enjoys a great deal of solitude, and he loves that. He's on a tiny outcropping, a tiny island in the North Atlantic. He loves his solitude, but at a deeper level, there is a profound loneliness. He's not a believer. He's never been in a church in his life, but he has a basic integrity, a goodness that comes, I think, from natural law. We're all created in the image and likeness of God. But God doesn't leave him in his isolation. He sends messengers on many different levels. And the central character, his name is Ethan, Ethan McQuarrie, he doesn't know how to read those messages, how to hear. But so the story, although it has a lot of drama, the deep narrative of the story is about how a man learns to listen and to see and to look up.
You know, you framed the foundation of this book brilliantly, especially very appropriate with the current conditions that we're dealing with, less than normal conditions. And we find ourselves, as you know, our president said that we had to be careful in the midst of this COVID, that the remedy was not worse than the disease itself. But in the midst of this, there is that opportunity to an opportunity of discovery that I think are stories yet to be written and stories to be talked about by the people who have experienced, you know, as you say, even like in this case that Ethan experienced, you know, because you get some people say, well, there's just so many people here. I just want to be by myself. I don't want to, you know, deal with congestion and, you know, people cutting me off in the road and everything. But when you actually get to that position where it's you and your thoughts, boy, that can be a stretch, can't it?
Yes. Very few of us, especially because we've been raised in a cultural matrix, if you will, of constant bombardment with noise and stimuli and frantic activity. We're kind of a very driven people. And so when things stop, we're left with ourselves, but we're also left with all the noise inside of ourselves.
Right.
And how do we deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
Our thinking, our feelings, our activities, our choices.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of dilemmas for a modern man.
Well,
but I think,
you know,
solitude is a gift.
Yeah, oh, I believe so. And I think you bring up an interesting point here as well. You know, before COVID, we saw on display on college campuses where people, you know, these kids couldn't applaud anymore, that was a disturbance in the environment, and that they just did jazz hands. You know, they were shaking, you know, their hands up in the air to intimate some sort of applause or approval, which was quite interesting. So now I'm curious to see, particularly with those groups of young people that wanted to follow that course now as a result of this pandemic, I'd be curious to hear the outcome and, you know, what things may have altered. Because it's one thing to be in a group and, you do this kind of deal and it's fashionable and you're cool. But now it's like, go ahead, you know, live it out.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting to see what is the post-COVID crisis world that we'll inherit. And I'm thinking not only of social norms, social behavior, I'm thinking of politics. There's a whole lot shaken here.
Without a doubt. Well, I think we've all been reminded to do the things that our grandparents told us to do, and it has to do a lot with hygiene. You know, wash your hands. You don't have to be on top of people. You know, just some common sense sort of things. And if you're sick, you know, stay at home, right?
Yeah, I think even a bigger issue is take 10 deep breaths when you're on the brink of feeling radical terror, or the world has become a fundamentally dangerous place. Hey, the world has always been a dangerous place.
Exactly.
And an incredibly beautiful place. Mm-hmm. So I think, Bill, our major enemy at this time is not that very nasty little virus. I think our major enemy is fear, the spirit of fear.
Yes.
And that's what we have to be alert to in our minds, hearts, and souls.
Right.
And then to do what our Lord calls us to do, and that is come to me. Come to me. And trust in me.
Because like you say, that spirit of fear is not God-given.
No.
It's not of God. But we need to identify it for what it is. If that's what's driving you, I think also because of where we are right now, we can be too introspective. That's the other thing that I'm getting out of this time as well, Michael. I don't know about you, is that I'm realizing how selfish we can be.
Yes, indeed, introspection can really focus you on your own self interiorly, especially. Maybe the real remedy at this time is not to hide. I mean, be reasonable, take some precautions, but ask yourself every morning, how can I do good for someone else today?
Exactly.
Even a gratuitous act of kindness, you know.
Without a doubt. Well, you know, before masks, of course, there's different masks. My wife has a shield now, and you can actually see her beautiful face and her lovely smile when she... when she puts it forth. And the thing is that we pass by people today and their faces are covered up. And I got to tell you, I miss the smile. I mean, sometimes I can discern it by the light in their eyes. But, you know, I have a tendency. I smile at people and will, you know, if nothing else, I mean, you know, I might say a good day or whatever to give them some sort of blessing. But that's been squashed right now because of, you know, our face coverings and that.
Yes, very strange.
I want to get rid of those things. I'm telling you, Michael, I want to throw them in the pit of hell so that we can socialize again and do those simple things like, you know, whether it's, you know, we've said before in the show, whether it's an aptly spoken word that the book of Proverbs talk about. Sometimes it's just a smile that's cast, you know, toward your fellow man that can be such a blessing, right?
Yes. And St. Teresa of Lisieux says in one of her letters, she says, one look of pure love can wipe out a lifetime of sin.
Ooh, wow.
Now, there's a lot to be unpacked in that very simple sentence.
Mm-hmm.
But one look of pure love, I think, can penetrate the barriers of darkness. And we have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, you know, Michael, you're such a blessing because in the midst of all this, and of course the lighthouse, it causes you to think and get us outside of ourselves and to realize that all this and every day is an opportunity where we can give glory to God. And, you know, and like you said, too much introspective, too much selfishness, not a good thing, because we're still here to serve even in the midst of this, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the takeaway of the lighthouse, what do you want people to get from the book? We've got about 30 seconds left.
I want people to make a space in their lives, even if their own little personal life lighthouse is just 15 seconds a day or a minute a day of stillness, looking up, asking the Lord to speak gently, the still small voice.
Yes.
I would say equally, keep your eyes on the true horizon, which is Jesus, the true horizon, the true perspective. He is coming.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay Wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.